Blog Talk Radio.
Wherefore, therefore, all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m., December 13th, 2018, Thursday, in the Dayton, Ohio area. And it's time for your favorite podcast, Chatting from the Word, with your brother in Christ, your host, Brother Oscar. We hope that all is well in this afternoon hour and all is great. I hope you're ready to hear Chatting from the Word today. We're here. We are glad to bring you this program this time. We're here. Chatting from the Word, we pray and hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was a psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that there's so many paths out there to follow. That's why we're here at Chatting from the Word are glad to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. As I said, it's 2 o'clock, Thursday. This is another installment of a Chatting from the Word episode on Blog Talk Radio. We hope everyone is enjoying a good afternoon, and here in the city of Dayton, Miamisburg specifically, we're having some good weather. Last time I looked outside, the sun was shining, and I think it's about 40 degrees to us. That's nice. So we're having some good weather here. But you know what? When you're in Jesus Christ, regardless what the the forecast may say, but when you have the Son of God, it is sunny every day. Well, again, we're glad to be with you on this afternoon hour. We hope that you are enjoying this program and you're getting something out of this program to help you with your Christian walk. This is all we can hope for in this life as a Christian, that we can truly walk the Lord and be in tune with Jesus Christ. And we here at Chatting from the Word, we hope that we have been an aid or an instrument in helping you to do that. You know, it's just a good thing. Just maybe 30 minutes out of the day just to sit back with a maybe at home with a cup, with a nice hot cup of cocoa and by the fire, get ready to listen to Brother Oscar to talking about God's word for the next 30 minutes. Isn't it a good thing to do? And then, if you're not at home, maybe you can catch us at work on your lunch break. You know, some people do take lunch break this late at 2. So, wherever you are, we hope that you are enjoying listening to Chatting from the Word with your brother here, Brother Oscar. And if you want to call in and listen to us live, the number is area code 657-383-0883. Now, remember, yesterday I told everyone to write it on a piece of paper and put it somewhere where they can be reminded at the 2 o'clock hour to be ready to listen to Chatting from the Word. I know you remember it was just yesterday. So we hope that you do that. We hope that you tune in and listen to the podcast, the Blog Talk Radio, Chatting. Here, Chatting from the Word, we are praying program. We love praying because we recognize praying is an avenue that connects us with God. We recognize that praying helps us to communicate with God our desires and our anxieties and our problems and things that are bothering us and things that we are going through and asking the Father to help us and to be with us through all the things that we must face living down here on this earth. We love to pray here on this program. And if you have a prayer request, you can always call it in. And the number to call in again is area code 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want your brother here to pray for or to pray with you about, we'd be happy to do that, because Brother Oscar recognized, and I hope you do the same, that we that are in the body of Christ, we that are Christian, we need to help and support one another. You know, if and the thought just came to me, if we don't have each other, who else would that be for us except other Christians, others that had the same faith and belief and understanding about God's word and understanding about life? I don't know about you, my friend, but without Christ, to me, life would not be easy. Without studying the word of God, what else would we have? We that name the name of Christ. I'm happy in Jesus Christ today. What about you? Not saying Oscar don't have any problems, because I do. But when you're in Jesus Christ, you know what? Those problems, they may not go away, but you look at it from a different perspective, from a different spherical lens, if I can put it that way. But right now, we're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for us. We're going to pray for everyone that needs prayer at this time. It was Paul who said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17-18, pray without ceasing in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we are so thankful to have this benefit of this day. Father, we're for having this benefit of this hour, of this 30 minutes to be able to bring this program on Blog Talk Radio so that we can chat with others with like faith and Jesus Christ. Father, we come thanking you for your son Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary's mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, could have salvation. Father, we come praying for each listener. Father, we pray that you be with them, guide them, help them along this Christian journey, because sometimes, Father, the road get a little rough, and sometimes we meet so many storms in the way in life. So, Father, help us to go through those storms with our eyes and our hearts on Jesus Christ this afternoon. Oh, Father, I'm praying for those that are suffering with illnesses this afternoon, with arthritis, with diabetes, with heart problems, with cancer, with so many diseases, Father, with a stroke that their body doesn't function anymore. Father, we pray for them. We pray, Father, that if it be your will that you heal that body, help them to regain their use of limbs and their bodies and to live a normal life, Father. But if not your will, Father, help them to recognize that you are God, and besides thee, there is no other. Father, we come praying for our young people today, living in the world like we're living today, where today this world don't respect you, don't love you, don't care about you. We live in a world that's so selfish and think about themselves. So, Father, help our young people to keep their hand in your hand and keep on living for you. Now, Father, we come praying for our program. Father, we pray that you help us to keep it on the air, chatting from the Word. Father, we pray that you help us to continue chatting from the Word, on chatting from the Word. Oh, Father, we come praying for the lesson and the thoughts that we have on our minds. We pray, Father, that we may help somebody today to see you much clearer and to walk closer with you. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Brother Oscar, hope he helped somebody with that prayer. I be praying. I hope that I have prayed for somebody in that prayer to be a better person or to overcome some hurdles that they are trying to jump. So we hope and pray that we done that, and we want to thank you for praying with us on this afternoon in our time of prayer. And also keep me in your prayer also. Brother Oscar, I never claimed I was perfect. I have struggles like everybody else. So keep me also in your prayer when you pray. Please do that, and keep praying for our show here, because I truly believe that we are doing something good here with the Word, and I hope you feel the same. I hope you feel the same. I hope that you see this program actually taking off and really going to the homes of many people that do not know Jesus Christ. And we hope that this show will help someone come to Jesus Christ. I hope that this show is doing that. And if you've been listening to the show for quite some time or seen it on YouTube, we pray and hope that you feel the same. I hope you feel the same, because you know what I'm getting ready to ask is the fact that we need sponsors for Chatting from the Word. I admit that I'm not a rich person, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know if I have enough money to meet the bills to keep the program on air for this month. I really don't know. So if anyone out there who can help me keep this show on the air, please say something. Please say something. They haven't said anything yet. Please say something. This is a urgent call for you to help me get the word out there. And like I said, it takes money to do a lot of things. It takes money to help us keep this program on the air here at Blog Talk Radio. We don't ask for much. We're just asking for maybe $1, $2, $10, $50, whatever your finances can send. Send it. We beg you to send it. Or else by next month we might not be on. All right, we are just that close of getting it cut. So if you can help Brother Oscar to keep this program on the air, to keep us chatting and talking about God's word at this time, if you truly love the program, keep it on the air. And another way you can help us keep it on the air is to, on our program at YouTube, because we come on YouTube, is to subscribe to our channel on YouTube. I beg you, do that. Help Brother Oscar to keep on teaching God's word at this time. Please do that, because I'm a believer. And maybe me and you, or you and I, are looking at it from a different perspective. I don't know. But I believe the word of God is so important. I believe that the world needs to know the mercies and the graciousness and the kindness and the love of Jesus Christ. And if you feel the same, support us. If you feel the same, go back when you watch our show on YouTube to subscribe. Don't let this brother beg you. We're supposed to be supportive of each other. So please support us here at Chatting from the Word. Please do that. And as I just said, subscribe to our show on YouTube and here on Blog Talk Radio. You can follow us here on Chatting from the Word. And you can also call in when we are coming on live at 2. And like I said, the number is area code 657-383-0883. We hope that you do that and you do it as soon as you can. And also, as I said many times, if you want to call your brother here, contact your brother. I just gave you the number. You can call me now on the show if you want something to, if you have something that you want to discuss with me. If you have disagreed with something that we have been teaching, you can call now and let me know. Ain't no need to get upset with Brother Oscar and just cut us out of your life. I'm not going to put it like that. There's no reason to get upset with Brother Oscar and just don't listen to the program anymore. If you're upset with me by something I've said, talk to me about it. We supposed to help each other get to heaven. Supposed to help each other also destroy one another. Talk with your brother. As I keep saying many times, I'm not a booger bear. I call myself easy to talk with. So talk with your brother here. And if you want to talk with me, you can. I'm always on Facebook. You can inbox me there. Or you can send me an email. To my email address is oscaryork3443@gmail.com. Or you can go to my webpage, oscaryorkpublishing.com, and leave a line or two. But while you're there, order your book. I've authored 2 books. The first is A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which is 2150, and Bridges of Friendship, which is also 2150. And if you want to order both books is $43. And if you care about Brother Oscar, go to my webpage, order your book. You also will support this program when you do that. Don't have Brother York to beg you to support him, because that's our Christian duty, to support one another. You may not like Brother York, but you're supposed to love him if you're going to heaven. And you're trying to go to heaven, show up and show out. Show God your love for Brother Oscar. Visit his webpage. Put your order for a couple of books in. Please do that. And when you do that, you're saving the show, too, because I might have to cut it next month. Like I said, I'm not a rich man, but help me. Help me keep this program on the air. Please do that. Don't have Brother Oscar to beg you to do it. Please do that. Support us here at Chatting from the... All right, we got all that out. Our lesson today, we're going to, like I said, we ended yesterday on a good note. It was getting good. This lesson, don't worry, be happy. I can't see. But everyone, when that song came out, was in love with it. It had a little catchy tune, don't worry, happy. So we want to talk about that today. We left off at a good spot yesterday. Don't worry, be happy. And as always said, those of you who do not have your Bible, we're going to give you some time to go get a copy of God's Word so that we can read it together. All right? All right, here we go. We didn't take too long today. Here, Paul in Philippians 4, beginning with verse 4, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard of, and seen in me do. And the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, when ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity." Here, Paul wants us to rejoice, doesn't he? He wants us to really enjoy life as a Christian. And here, Paul is saying, let your moderation be known unto all men. Some may think Paul is having a two-tongue moment here. How can one breath Paul says rejoice, and then he says to let your moderation be known? In other words, Paul is saying, let us have self-control. We should not be the type of people that's out there just doing whatever we want to do, when we want to do it. Paul said, let us, in other words, set the example for the unbeliever. Most likely just, as we said yesterday, most likely just go overboard with things. And here, that's not the kind of people that we should be in Christ Jesus, because the Spirit don't allow us to do that, does it? I remember years ago, people say, well, I just couldn't help it. The Spirit was in me. I had to shout. I had to jump up. I had to do this. But here, and I'll just put that in there. But here Paul said, let your moderation, our self-control, be known unto of men. Paul said we need to have self-control. And why, Paul? Because the Lord is at hand. In other words, the Lord is watching. The Lord is at hand, you see. And they go say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. In other words, do not worry about anything. And if you put all that together, what you saying, Paul? Don't worry. Be happy. I had to put that in there. Don't worry. Be happy. But most of us, we worry needlessly, don't we? We worry about things that we should not even worry about. We worry about if this doesn't happen, then what? We worry about if we don't make enough money, then what? We worry about if we don't do this or we don't do that. But don't you know, if we truly have faith in Jesus Christ and keep our hands in the Lord's hands, I believe everything will work out. Everything will work out. But I believe most people, when they are, and this is what Paul is talking about, be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious. Don't be worried. And I believe most of us, why we worry, because of our prayer life. We don't talk enough to the Lord. And this is what Paul is saying at this moment. Paul is saying, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. The reason why many of us are bogged down with worrying is because of our prayer life, because our prayer life is not taken off to God. And the reason why our prayer life is not taken off, because we don't pray enough. Most of us, the only time we pray is when we need something. The only time we pray when we are in a moment of despair. The only time we pray is when we are lost a loved one or something like that. But our prayer life to God should be a constant life of prayer. Isn't that what we just said in 1 Thessalonians 5:17? Pray without ceasing. Our Christian life should be a life of prayer, a prayer. And we should be people that love to pray, love to communicate with God, love to talk with God. And we talk with God enough, you know what? We wouldn't have no worries, and we can be happy. We're going to finish this tomorrow, because you did good. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you for this day. We thank you for the bountiful blessings that you brought our way. For we ask that you be with each listener, and we hope that all have a good afternoon. We are glad to be chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. We see you all tomorrow. Everyone have a good day and goodbye.